But there's a big thing at the moment about mental health problems. One in four of us will suffer from that at some point. Today on CAP Sunday, we're going to uncover how poverty, how debt, how unemployment and addiction can create this storm for mental health issues. I'm going to share with you how actually when CAP steps in, how we can come in and calm that storm. There's this powerful reading in Mark 4, and it says, "As evening came, Jesus said to the disciples, 'Let's cross to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowd behind them, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up, high waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping in the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, 'Teacher, don't you care? We're going to drown.' And Jesus woke up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, 'Silence, be still.' Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. And then he says to them, 'Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?' The disciples were absolutely terrified. 'Who is this man?' they asked each other. 'Even the wind and the waves obey him.'" It's a vivid picture, isn't it? A picture of panic, anxiety, hopelessness that comes from also being trapped in poverty, trapped in a storm of debt, as waves of bills just kind of just hit you, the demands keep coming, there's a knock at the door, every letter and phone call, and you just don't have the money to deal with it. You've tried everything, even not eating. Do you know that 67% of families miss meals in order that they try and combat their debt? That's alarming, isn't it? It's a high percentage of families. And I can see the pictures of those faces in my mind of people who are missing meals. Trapped in the storm of unemployment as rejections letters sort of pile up on the doormat, making you feel worthless. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Trapped in the storm of addiction, even though you know it's wrecking your life and your relationships, you do it again. You have no control. Trapped in a current swept along by addiction, living with constant regret. And that's why we found that 75% of our clients sought medical help for anxiety and depression and stress. And very sadly, 38% of those people had considered suicide, and shockingly, 11% actually went ahead. Calming the storm. This is what we're doing with Christians Against Poverty in our debt centre, along with over 300 other debt centres in the UK. And I and my support team are here locally in the Truro surrounding areas. We're also in Redruth and Bodmin. And we visit clients in their homes where they're comfortable, giving them support and love, whilst CAP's award-winning debt counselling service gets the team together to produce budgets at head office. They deal with all the demands, the demand letters and the chaos that goes on, and they put it into an organised budget which allows people to make sure they're paying their rent, paying their bills, being able to eat, being able to heat their homes. And then that calm is coming in, isn't it? Because no longer are they getting floods of letters and knocks on the door and the phone constantly ringing. But there's a calm and an order and a relief brought into the household. And you know what's so fantastic? It really works. This thing, it works. That's what's so wonderful as I walk through people's front doors. It works. Do you know that 93% of people stay debt-free? And what was really encouraging was 82% of people stay with their budget. They keep using their budget that they started with. CAP runs over 300 job clubs. There are hundreds of CAP money courses, which your very own Callie Dowsett runs from here. And the CAP money course is for people who are not in debt crisis, but just want to handle their money better. And so if you're interested in that, do take the opportunity to talk to Callie about that today. It really works. I did it several years ago, and the legacy stays with our family today. We run job clubs, and 42% of job club members find work. I find that astounding. That's amazing, isn't it? And what's very exciting is that we are going to hopefully be having a job club here in our area very soon, within the next few months. I'm excited to tell you that. One in three release group members. We have our own release group here in Truro. It's for people who struggle with addictions, are meeting their goals. One in three. And every year, CAP calms the storm for over 21,000 people who are struggling with debt. It is so incredible what God is doing through this work. In Psalm 46, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." As the mental storm of worries and anxieties about poverty calms, I guess people are more relaxed and they're more open to start to think about, who is this God? Who is God? And you know what is incredible? It's about 1,000 people that turn to Christ every year through the work of CAP. Isn't that extraordinary? That the master evangelist, the Holy Spirit, is at work in people. It's extraordinary to witness, I have to tell you. It is really, truly amazing. And I'd like to show you a DVD if I can. And it talks about a lady called Kylie. She's one of those 21,000 people. Kylie's got four gorgeous kids, but she was struggling with mental health issues. And so I'm going to show you her DVD. But before I do that, do you mind if I just pray that we don't just see this with blinkers, we see it with fresh eyes? I'm just going to pray a second. Lord, I pray that we will open our heart and mind to see with fresh eyes what it's like for people suffering from mental health issues as a result of debt and poverty. In Jesus' name, amen.